Picking Up Women Day, Grilled Meat Day, and many more. Adapted from RocketNews24.com. Did you know that July 4th was Pear Day and October 8th was Tofu Day? If you live in Japan, you may have seen special sales on yakiniku, grilled meat, on August 29th, Yakiniku Day. In Japan, every month is sprinkled with special commemorative days that have been created using the Japanese and Chinese reading of the numbers. For example, the reading for 8 can be pronounced as either hachi, ha, pa, ba, or ya, depending on how the word is used. Because there are so many pronunciations to choose from, August in particular gives rise to a flurry of special day names using numbers. Take Honey Day, August 3rd, for example. In this case, 8 is read as Hachi, and 3 is read as Mitsu. Put the two together and you get Hachimitsu, the Japanese word for honey. Venturing out of August, other months throughout the year have some interesting days. May 30th is Gomi Zero Day, No Garbage Day. 5 equals go, 3 equals me, 0 equals zero. And one of Japan's most well-known and poisonous fishes, the fugu, blowfish, has its own day on February 9th. 2 equals fu, 9 equals gu. There's even a day to commemorate Nampa, or picking up women. July the 8th, 7 equals nana, 8 equals pa. There are also clever commemorative days that use the shape of the numbers instead of their readings. For the romantics, there's Enkyori Renai no Hi, or Long Distance Relationship Day, on December 21st. If you look at the numbers 1221, the ones are separated by a long distance between the twos. My favorite day has to be Pocky Day, November 11th. Pocky is a popular chocolate-covered pretzel stick snack sold in Japan. Each individual Pocky looks like a 1, so it was only natural for 11/11 to become Pocky Day. Last year, on 11/11/2011, Pocky went crazy with special campaigns and giveaways. Sometimes organizations create special days to bring more awareness to their group or cause. Gomi Zero Day, No Garbage Day, was made to encourage people to reduce the amount of garbage they produce. And in some neighborhoods, people get together to pick up trash. Sometimes commemorative days are created for the purpose of advertising, like in the case of Pocky Day. But sometimes these days are created just because it's fun to wordplay. Whatever the reason, you're certain to never go a week in Japan without a special day dedicated to something.